From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. Ahead, tips on the perfect brisket from a barbecue pitmaster. We'll begin, though, with the deadly church attack in Charleston, South Carolina. For one church in Fort Worth, that story of a young man gunning down a prayer group hits uncomfortably close to home. In 1999, a gunman entered Wedgewood Baptist Church, killed seven people and wounded seven others before shooting himself. KERA's Stella Chavez caught up with Wedgewood's pastor.
The 911 calls and news coverage of the Wedgewood Baptist shooting sound familiar.
Another series of frantic calls to the police.
That was from NBC News shortly after the Fort Worth attack. Today, Pastor Al Meredith says his congregation can relate to what people at Emmanuel AME Church are feeling, that sense of tragedy and loss. One difference between Fort Worth and Charleston, the pastor, Clementa Pinckney, was also killed.
And so they don't have a shepherd to hold them together and to minister to their grieving hearts. They're pastorless right now. And so that church really, really needs our prayers right now.
What makes situations like these especially difficult to grasp is that they happened in places considered safe.
It's just in Congress that someone should come in and pray with you, then rise up and start shooting your people.
This pastor knows the next several days, months, and even years won't be easy for folks in Charleston. He has some advice.
When you're riding in the train, you go through the tunnel and the lights go out, you don't jump off the train. You trust the engineer. And when tragedy falls, don't abandon God because he's still there.
Meredith, who's planning to retire this summer, says one key 16 years ago was the way the entire city of Fort Worth responded.
The whole community rose up and bonded together, cross racial lines, cross denominational lines, the police, the city council, the mayor's office, the education leaders, and we banded together, and that helped us get through it all. We'll never get over it, but we got through it.
Churches and community groups across North Texas hope to help Charleston get through with prayer and support. One vigil is planned for tonight at the Martin Luther King Jr. Community Center in Dallas. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
You can watch a video of Meredith talking about the Charleston church shooting on keranews.org. Our Friday conversation this week takes us to the barbecue pit. 6 years ago, Aaron Franklin was in a rock band in Austin when he cooked his first brisket. Now he's the head of a restaurant that's become a Texas landmark. And last month, Franklin won the James Beard Award for Best Chef of the Southwest, a first for any barbecue pitmaster. He sat down with KERA's Vice President of News, Rick Holter, to talk about his new PBS show, BBQ with Franklin.
Aaron Franklin, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Which was bigger for you, winning the James Beard Award as Best Chef in the Southwest last month or having your counter guy give Barack Obama a fist bump during the 2012 campaign?
The fist bump. both really, really cool. You know, of course, the James Beard thing is huge. Mm-hmm. That is unheard of for
the
world of barbecue.
The first barbecue guy to ever get a James Beard
Award? Yeah, Louis Miller's got, I think, American Classic a number of years ago. But I think this is the first one for Best Chef. That's by far pretty much the most amazing thing that's happened in my little barbecue career.
What do you think is the biggest mistake people make with brisket?
I think probably undercooking it is the biggest mistake. I mean, that's what I did when I started. I just thought, hey, it's done in 10 hours or whatever. Turns out, maybe it takes a little longer than that. You know, the first time that I cooked a brisket and actually did a really good one, I had accidentally, what I thought, overcooked them. Like, oh, man, these things are, they've been on there forever. Opened it up, was like, oh, my God, it's tender. And, like, a total light bulb went off. And that's pretty much, I think that was the beginning of Franklin Barbecue. Just overcook everything.
So there is something that happens, what, 14, 16 hours in?
Well, it's not necessarily a time thing. But, you know, eventually once the internal temperatures get high enough, the collagen breaks down, the meat kind of starts to fall apart because it'll kind of tense up. That's kind of when the stall happens in a brisket. And then eventually everything just kind of relaxes, and that's when it's tender. That's normally about 200-ish degrees internal temperature.
So most briskets take how long to cook?
If you're doing one, I would calculate 12 hours, and then rest time. Resting is huge. That's another mistake. People Just pull it off the smoker, slice right into it. No. Let it hang out. Just let it be cool for a few minutes. It'll kind of reabsorb some juices and stuff. You know, when you see a piece of meat that gets cut and it's crazy juicy and all this liquid's just like gushing out of a beautiful piece of meat, it's probably because it didn't rest.
That's a bad thing. Do you worry at all about barbecue getting fetishized, you know, getting all artisan and locally sourced and twee?
I think if somebody wants to do that, that's cool. It's not for me necessarily. But, I mean, it would just be another evolution. I mean, eventually it might. Some people do some really cool stuff.
What's the weirdest barbecue you've ever eaten?
That's the great thing about barbecue is not much of it's weird. There's some pretty interesting varieties of mutton up in western Kentucky.
Is that one of the things you're doing with the show? Are you exploring these other regional?
Well, there's a little bit of travel. Like, we do go to Kansas City for a competition. We go out to some kind of old school favorites in Central Texas. We hit up Taylor. We go to Lockhart. We go to the old standbys and stuff. Talk to some of the older people that have been doing it for a long time. It's kind of a little bit of a barbecue variety show. But our home base is always the restaurant. That's where we keep going back to.
Aaron Franklin, owner of Franklin Barbecue in Austin, co-author of the new book, A Meat Cooking Manifesto, and host of the new PBS TV show, Barbecue with Franklin. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Barbecue with Franklin airs tomorrow morning at 10:30 on KERA-TV. Sunny skies, a slight chance of rain and a high of 93, 78 now in Dallas, 76 in Fort Worth. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at KERA News. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker.